Morning, everyone. Let's stand. We're going to shake things up a little bit this morning. We're going to do something a little different. Call to worship is going to be first. In Hebrews 13:5, we're promised that God will never leave or forsake us. In Christ, God revealed his faithfulness through Scripture. In Matthew, through Christ, the Son of the living God. In Mark, he is the miracle worker. In Luke, he is the Son of Man. In John, he is the door by which every one of us must enter. In Acts, he is the shining light that appears to Saul on the road to Damascus. In Romans, he is our justifier. In 1 Corinthians, our resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, our sin bearer. In Galatians, he redeemed us from the law. In Ephesians, he is our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he supplies our every need. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he is the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he is our blessed hope. In Philemon, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, it is the Lord that heals the sick. In 1 and 2 and 3 John, it is Jesus who has the tenderness of love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. In Revelation, lift up your eyes, church, for your redemption draweth nigh. He is our King of kings and our Lord of lords.